On this edition of Oski Talk, we break down the TBT team that kicks off on the 4th of July, featuring interviews with head coach of the team, Mike LaTulip, and new Illini recruit, Brandon Lieb. Here we go.
This won't end well for Illinois.
Here's a three. It ended well.
McCourt for the win. In the air. It is up. And it is gone.
Fourth and 16. Pressure comes. And Matt Orbebe with the ball in the air. Makes the catch.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Oski Talk. My name is Anthony Pasquale with Patrick Catazone, and today's episode is dedicated to the TBT team that kicks off in less than a week.
Yeah, we're really excited. We've talked to quite a lot of players on the team, so we know quite a bit about the House of Pain TBT team. I know we got an interview later with Mike LaTulip, but we're fairly knowledgeable about this House of Pain team just because we've interviewed so many guys.
Yeah, without a doubt, and it's a team that consists of a lot of former Illini, some of our favorite players growing up. They play War Tampa, which is a combination of Florida and Auburn basketball alum, on the 4th of July to kick off the tournament. Looking at the bracket, Illinois is the 16th seed out of 24, I believe, and they play the 17th seed in War Tampa on the 4th of July. If they win that game, they play on the 8th of July against Carmen's crew, the returning champions, which is Ohio State alumni.
Yeah, and before we get too deep into the path of victory for the Illini, I think we should talk a little bit about this lineup. It is intriguing because one of the guys we've talked to, and one of the guys who is going to be on this team, is Mike Dom, not a Fighting Illini alum, but on this House of Pain team. And whether or not he fits into the mix of those guys instead of just playing the five players, alumni from the team, starting. So you might see Mike Dom play over guys like Laron Black or Michael Finke.
Yeah, my personal opinion is Dom is going to be the X factor of this team. He's very tall, lanky, he's athletic, but he can also score. Like you said, he was one of the leading scorers in NCAA history by the time he finished his career at South Dakota State. I think at least initially, like you said, maybe just even out of respect, they'll let the Illini, former Illini, start. But I think Mike Dom is going to be a huge factor on this team before it's all said and done.
Yeah, I think going down the lineup, you have Andres Feliz playing the one, Malcolm Hill playing the two, Michael Finke playing the three, Laron Black, playing the four, and Nana Egwu playing the five. It's interesting to think where Mike Dom fits in that equation, because Laron Black just provides great defense, is a great rebounder. It's funny, we talked to Laron Black for a little bit before the TBT team was even announced back in February, and before he was announced on the team, and we were like, hey, like, what do you think? Like, have you heard anything about this? And you know, I think he was trying to lead us on a little bit that he was going to be on this team. But, I think he's in this starting lineup. The only guy maybe is Michael Finke might not be on the starting lineup. You have Mike Dom instead, who is a guy who stretches the floor a little bit more than Finke does. Is a little bit of a better three-point shooter than Finke as well.
Yeah, I also think Laron Black could play the three if need be instead of the four, just because he is so athletic. And then having Dom kind of off the bench could really be a tool that, you know, Mike LaTulip could use to their advantage almost. But another big thing, I'm really excited to see Andres Feliz back on the basketball court.
Yeah, I mean, Feliz was a guy that last year we talked time and time again. He was just a grinder. He was going down low to get rebounds, despite the fact he was a point guard. He was all over the floor. He's a guy who Underwood respected quite a bit. You know, it's Andres Feliz. So you're going to expect hopefully the same stuff from him this year. And I don't know if we want to go ahead and look ahead at this War Tampa team. Anthony, do you have anything else you want to say?
Well, I just wanted to say, kind of jumping off your point about Feliz, he went through his career at Illinois being very underrated, but like Brad Underwood never resisted to sing his praises, just how consistent he was, both in the locker room as a leader and on the court as a player. I think he's going to make a huge difference to this team. And like you said, there's that drive to be in a tournament, but there's also some experience. So it's a very well-rounded team. I think they match up against War Tampa pretty well.
Yeah, moving on to a little bit more of this tournament talk. War Tampa is an interesting team. They have a new addition in Fletcher McGee, former Wofford three-point shooter. You probably know him as the guy who shot lights out in the NCAA tournament. He's electric from behind the arc, and I think a big part of this game is going to be, can they stop him from behind the three-point line? If he gets going early, Illini could fall to an easy lead. I think you have Malcolm Hill covering him. Malcolm, you know, we know him as a pretty good defender, but this will be a new challenge, I think, for him. He probably doesn't see a whole lot of this abroad. You know, McGee is just a different kind of player, so you know, I'm not sure what Michael Tulip has going up for them guarding him, but I think we'll probably see Malcolm Hill trying his best to guard him. And on top of that, too, I another thing I'm excited about, Anthony, I don't know if you've seen it, but I'm excited for some LaRon Black dunks. Honestly, probably the most electric dunker the Illini have had in a really long time. Just exciting to watch him do it. His whole body just goes up. He does a nice hang time too, so I'm excited to see that as well. I don't know if you've seen it, Anthony.
Yeah, definitely like to see a couple of those on display in the tournament. And for those of you who don't know, Fletcher McGee was the guy who in 2019 on the first day of the NCAA tournament sent 7 threes through the hoop, a record. So like you said, Pat, that's gonna be a tough guy to guard in the tournament. But Illinois is very versatile. They're very quick defensively, and they can rebound. So those are usually the keys to stopping shooters.
Moving on to if the Illini beat War Tampa, they move on to Carmen's Crew, the Ohio State alumni team. And you'll see a couple names Illini fans will recognize, team led, of course, by Aaron Kraft, an Illini killer, a guy I never enjoyed watching. But another guy who Illini fans will know too is Dimitri McCamey, former Illini himself, is on this team. He's playing with them. So if the Illini catch up with Carmen's Crew, it'll be interesting to see the interaction between him and his fellow alumni.
Yeah, it definitely will. When you get, you know, a team full of Illini against, you know, a traitor, if you will, definitely bring the best out of everybody, especially, you know, the former teammates involved there. But Ohio State, or Carmen's Crew, I should say, has a loaded roster. They're returning champions, so getting to that game and winning that game would be a huge step for the House of Pain.
Yeah, I think what's nice about this TBT team is that they're, in the future, can be players who couldn't do it this year. You know, we talked a little bit with Michael Tulip about guys, you know, with their contracts or just in with their life going on right now, couldn't make the trip. So it'll be nice to see, you know, other famous Illinois alumni kind of join this team as seasons progress. And I think Michael Tulip sees this as a multiple year project, not just one and done this year. So it'll be interesting, you know, who wouldn't want to see even guys who graduated this year, like a Kipper Nichols on this team, you know?
Right. Yeah. Or like a Tyler Underwood as a coach or something like that.
Yeah. And I think even Cameron Liss is the assistant coach. Talked a little bit about that, too, with Michael Tulip.
Yeah. And like you said, a lot of the stuff we're talking about right now is going to be a decision eventually on Mike LaTulip's shoulders. So let's send you guys right into the interview Patrick had with the head coach of the TB team, Mike LaTulip.
Joining me on Oski Talk once again is former Illini guard Mike LaTulip. Mike, once again, thanks for coming on right before the tournament.
Yeah, of course. Appreciate you guys having me on.
So, you've been seeded since last time we talked. What are your thoughts on that seeding? You guys got the 16th seed playing War Tampa, and then potentially, if you win, or I should say when you win,
playing Carmen's crew. So what do you kind of think of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the seeding aspect of it was really irrelevant to us. You know, we knew that we want to put together a team that gives us the best chance to win the tournament. And if you want to win the tournament, you gotta beat everybody you get in front of. So to us, it didn't really matter in that sense. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously there's, you know, we're excited to be in the field of 24. You know, but obviously at the same time, you know, we also want to take it to a level where we're sitting here and saying, you know, that's not just what we're here for. We're not here to just kind of get into the field of 24. We've done our best here to piece together a team that gives us a chance to win. So that's kind of our thought process.
Yeah, I think the nice thing about not having an audience is you have to play the Ohio State alumni, of course, but with no audience in Columbus. So it should be pretty even in that case then.
Yeah. I think, you know, we obviously don't want to look ahead too much. And we got War Tampa in game one. And, you know, we put together a game plan that we're confident in. And, you know, so we'll worry about, you know, Carmen's crew when it gets to that. But yeah, no, obviously no fans and it being in Columbus. I would prefer fans, obviously, you know, not today given the current status of our country, but you know, any other year I would love to have that gym packed with crazy Buckeye fans, and I think it'd be a pretty good atmosphere. But yeah, we're gonna take it one game at a time and focus on War Tampa here, and then we'll cross the Carmen's crew bridge when that comes.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, you've added some players to kind of improve the roster too, as you've kind of had some guys not fan out. What do you have to? How'd you kind of get some of these guys on the team coming from a couple of different places?
Yeah, I mean it's never ending in terms of, you know, there's so much in flux, you know, in our society today. So, you know, the TBT is the same thing in terms of, you know, you may get a guy that gives you a commitment that, you know, in that moment, you know, he's good to go. He doesn't foresee any issues. And then such is life the last 4 months. I mean, things just happen quickly and things pop up and you know, Ravonte Rice has to go back to Israel. And, you know, Matt Mooney ended up getting kind of called back by the Cavs. And then Corey, obviously, with his wife and their incoming child, you know, those are things that you just have to be adaptable. And we formulated a plan where, you know, if those situations did happen, we wanted to make sure we had some people that could step up into those roles. You know, obviously, you know, I don't know if since the last time we talked, if I had mentioned Mike Dom, but Mike Dom being another guy that is added to his team, and he's been great in terms of his, you know, his attitude. And you know, when we hop on these Zoom calls, just how engaged he is, and he's kind of diving in head first in terms of wanting to be a part of this team and be a part of this culture. But yeah, and we've had to adjust and picking up some of these guys. And we just picked up Billy Garrett. You know, he's a guy that, you know, whether or not, you know, Mooney would be able to go, you know, he was a guy that was either going to give us added depth at the guard spot or you know, play an even bigger role for us. You know, he's a guy with NBA experience that you know, he's about 6'6". You know, he's a good defender as well, and all those things are, you know, are things that you look at when you want to bring somebody onto a team. So, you know, we're happy with the way that it's come together here. I know every team's dealing with it with guys, you know, coming in and dropping and things popping up, and then, you know, that's challenging enough. And then when you throw in, you know, hey, these guys have to pass, you know, COVID-19 tests as well. So finding ways to brace for that if you do have guys that test positive. But we've put ourselves in a pretty good position to be out there and take the floor with the team that we foresee right now.
Yeah, we interviewed Mike Dom 2 weeks ago, and it was pretty clear right from the bat. He's a high-energy guy that should give you some minutes on the floor.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, anybody that watches Mike Dom, you know, falls in love with this game. But when you bring a guy like that on the team who doesn't really, you know, he doesn't really know many of these other guys, and you got to have guys that are just willing to, you know, to dive in head first, like I mentioned, and he's done that. And, you know, I always sit here, I'm like, man, I wish, You know, I wish we could have Mike Dom every single year. He's just a, you know, he's the seventh all-time leading scorer in NCAA history, but you'd never be able to tell talking with him. I mean, he just wants to win, and we're excited to have a guy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm just kind of curious what's kind of going into the schedule. Are guys already kind of arriving in Columbus, or how is that kind of working out this week?
Yeah, I mean, our first order of business this past week was getting guys tested. The TBT's provided us with in-home testing and kind of making sure no one arrives to Columbus, you know, infected. And so we test 5 days leading up to it and 3 days leading up to it. So guys tested on Wednesday and guys tested yesterday. And we'll have results here. Here ASAP, so that guys have passed both checkpoints before even arriving to Columbus. But once guys pass these, obviously we'll make our way to Columbus on Monday, and we'll test upon arrival as well. So once you test upon arrival, you're also heading into a solo quarantine, and you can't come out of there until your test results pop up from when you arrived to Columbus. So once we check all those boxes, we can finally take the floor and knock out this training camp and kind of implement the system we foresee. So that's kind of next door of business here.
Cam Liss coming in as assistant coach. I don't think we talked about it last time, but how did you get him to join you on the coaching staff?
Yeah, I mean, Cam's a guy that, when Finke had initially approached me, Cam's also kind of in that group chat. And this year especially, I mean, we had, other guys, including Cam, that we wanted to be a part of it. Some guys that I know that Illinois fans would be extremely familiar with, but that just didn't pan out this year given the circumstances. But it's something we see moving forward that we'll have a staff that's full of guys. Obviously me and Cam this year, and then even years moving forward, adding guys to the staff that. That are guys that may even be in the coaching profession already with an Illinois background, or guys that that Illinois fans obviously know and love, but we just kind of had to make it work this year, and Cam's been great, just kind of being receptive and pitching in here and there, it's going to be him and I, and then really the team, that's who we're rolling up to Columbus with. They've kind of capped the amount of guys that we can have, and then for the other people that we kind of foresaw having be up there, it just didn't kind of work out with their particular programs, college programs, bringing guys back to campus already. So it's just kind of a it's a you got to be adaptable, and we're making it work here. It's crazy that it's coming up here in a couple of days.
Yeah, well, best of luck. Excited to watch you guys on ESPN. I think another nice thing about it is that you guys are going to be one of the only things going on right now.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's definitely going to be. These guys will have a huge platform for sure. I think not only will it be really cool for guys like Malcolm Hill and Nana Agwu and these guys that play in their Illini uniform to have Illini eyes on them again, but for a guy like Andres Feliz, he didn't get a chance to play in the NCAA tournament. They obviously would have this year, so this gives him a chance, to get some exposure for his professional career, and maybe it lines up maybe an even more lucrative contract situation for him. With him, we foresee him obviously playing well for our team, and I think a lot of teams, a lot of personnel that will be watching this game, professional personnel will fall in love with his game as well if they didn't see it, at Illinois. So that's another element to it that I think we're excited for. It's crazy to think that we're just about 48 hours from arriving up there.
Yeah, well, like we said, best of luck. We hope to see you guys in the championship, and good luck. Thanks, Mike, for taking this call.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on.
Thanks again to Mike Latula for taking the call, coming on Oski Talk for a little bit. It's always fun to talk to him, and I'm excited for TBT. It was interesting to kind of know what's kind of going on right now with coronavirus, how they're testing. What their day-to-day is looking like right now, how they're gearing up. It seems like guys are going to be ready. So, I'm excited. It's one of the only things that's going to be on TV. So, it's going to be something to watch.
Yeah, and there's two aspects of it for me. It's there's sports back again, and that's obviously a great thing. But, it, you know, as long as they stay safe and healthy, it should be a great opportunity for Illinois or the House of Pain to be successful in the tournament and then hopefully turn that into more success for Illinois in the future, like you said, drawing more alumni back to that team.
Yeah, you know, that's the hope. You know, I think we'll beat War Tampa in this first game, but when you really look at this roster and this team, it's going to have to be Mike Dom either coming off the bench or starting at that four position. He's going to have to be kind of the motor of this team. It's funny, he's not an Illinois alum, but he's going to play a pivotal part of this team, House of Pain team. You know, hopefully they could string a couple wins together.
Yeah, I think so too. And Pat, it's been a long time since we've done one of these. How about a score prediction for the House of Pain against War Tampa?
This is tough. Man, I'm going to say 90 to 85.
Okay, I'm going to go 88 to 82 House of Pain, Illini as well winning. So we both have them winning. We'll move right along here in Oski Talk to our Illini of the Week. And that's new recruit from the basketball team, Brandon Lieb. He's a 7-footer from Deerfield, Illinois. A good get for the Illini.
Yeah, it was kind of a last-minute get. The Illini kind of wanted a center, I think, going down the stretch. And he's a guy who's in-state, comes from Deerfield, Illinois. And once he got that Illinois offer, I think that's where he knew he wanted to go. He accepted it right away, and now he's on the Illini. And, it'll be interesting. There's some guys who are kind of like him. Matique Vassell, Sam McCain maybe potentially, but he's going to be a little bit of a project. They're going to have to bulk him up a little bit. And I don't think like some of those guys in the past that it's going to not fan out the way the Illini want. I think he'll stick. So that'll be another good addition for the Illini kind of going down the stretch. They need a center in the next couple of years, and once Kofi Coburn's gone, and hopefully he fits that role.
Yeah, I agree, and we promised you two interviews at the top of the show, so here is the second one. Our very own Tristan Kissick got a chance to sit down and talk to Brandon Lieb, so that's coming right up.
First of all, congrats on the decision. Was yesterday all you thought it would be and more?
Yeah, you know, the whole process, you know, it's just been really exciting and just really kind of surreal to me. Like you said, I mean, especially yesterday, you know, announcing it, all the love and, you know, people saying congratulations and really all that, kind of just credit to, you know, my work and everything that I've done and people that have helped me, to get to this point. And it was really kind of cool to see it all, you know, come to fruition, you know, finally. So,
what was that feeling like for you when you got that offer from Illinois just a few days ago?
So it was Tuesday night. It was honestly, like I said, it was kind of surreal to me. You know, they're a school that, I've obviously in a state, I've been an Illini fan for, you know, as long as I can remember. You know, just I've had family go there. My uncle and my grandfather both went there. I know a bunch of alumni, and so it was kind of, I throw in this word around a lot, but it really was kind of a dream school for me, you know, watching them, you know, growing up, picturing myself out there once, and at least playing at that level, and, you know, for it would be, actually that school. But, yeah, I mean, you know, just getting that offer again, I think it was just huge for my confidence, you know, kind of peace of mind that, you know, everything's working out in my favor, and, it's all going to work out, so.
Like you said, that process moved pretty quickly. What was their pitch to you on Tuesday night when they reached out?
Yes, you know, I earlier in the week I had been talking with Coach Coleman, and he let me know that they were expressing some interest, and even then I was just so thrilled to even have such a coach program in school like that even to be somewhat interested in me and my game. And, Tuesday night, again, it was, you know, Coach Coleman had already developed somewhat of a relationship with me, and they had actually seen me play. You know, Coach Antigua came to a game when we played Rolling Meadows, you know, back in February, and I was actually out, you know, at Illinois last June for the Illinois team camp at my high school, and then back the next week for, we were there for the NCAA camp. So, you know, they were familiar with me, and, you know, they had me on their radar. But, you know, like I said, just kind of, it all moved very quickly. And, you know, I think, you know, once I did get that offer, and, you know, we had a Zoom set up the next day, and I think after that, there was really just no doubt in my mind that, you know, that's where I wanted to be. And, you know, they were by far the best fit, you know, of any school. And I had a lot of great options. I don't think I could have gone wrong with any of them. But, you know, I really felt, you know, kind of at home with them, and, you know, that they wanted me. And it's just everything about it, you know, academic, close to home, you know, representing your state, it all just really fell in line, and it was a fit for me.
I know you said you've been an Illinois fan growing up. What have you seen from the program in the past couple of years since Brad Underwood has taken over?
Yeah, you know what he's done with the players and with staff, it's really been very cool to watch. Like you said, just the past couple of years, you know, they really just turned it around. You know, finishing last year, you know, kind of top 25 team, and, you know, it was disappointing, you know, that the tournament got canceled, because, you know, I saw them making a very deep run, and that would have been really cool to watch. But again, you know, just seeing that all the in-state talent that, you know, they're kind of attracting in these past few years, it says something, you know, playing and representing your state, and, you know, when you have that good of a staff and that good of a group of players, and, you know, these top players are, you know, want to come in, it really says something about the program and, you know, what Coach Underwood and really the whole staff have been able to do there in just a short matter of time.
Now, Illinois has had some pretty impressive freshman bigs come through the past couple of years with guys like Georgie and Kofi last year. Are you looking forward to matching up with them in practice? Potentially Kofi, I guess, if he comes back.
Right, yeah, no, I know there's a lot of speculation with that, but, you know, absolutely. I was able, like I said, we were there in June, and we actually got to watch 2 hours of one of their practices, and, you know, I just saw the way that they used their bigs and how big they were on the, you know, the development part, which, again, is just such a big fit for me. And I think, you know, no doubt, you know, especially Kofi and Georgie is, you know, such a skilled player as well. You know, being able to go against them, you know, bigger bodies, skilled guys every day in practice, whether I'm redshirting or not, you know, I think just that year of being with such good talent and big bodies, you know, kind of beating up on me, it's really going to help me in the long run, just adjusting to the physicality of Big Ten basketball.
Thanks to Tristan for interviewing and Brandon for coming on the show. Seems excited to be in Illini. I'm definitely looking forward to having him on board.
Yeah, it's going to be nice to have him on the team, and I just can't get over the TBT. I'm so excited to watch something finally that's on TV.
Yeah, sports are back, and it's sports in orange and blue. I don't think you can beat it. That'll do it for this edition of Oski Talk. For Patrick Catizone, I'm Anthony Pasquale. We will see you all next Monday. ILL.
I and I.